to somewhere in Russia. I said 38. Yeah, I'm sober now. Like back, back last week, I was super excited because, like, you know what the dubs were now. My guy TMT were chilling, you know.
Yeah, now
being degenerate. Now I'm back in Canada.
He's back in Canada.
Being responsible. Fucking hell, I hate it.
I mean, we just saw you down like a a fourth of Patron. Not a fourth. I'm just kidding, like a quarter of a bottle of Patron. And that doesn't seem very responsible. Today is Sunday.
You actually said a fourth.
It's
fuck.
I don't know. It's just
like, yeah. What is that?
it's
are you a drug dealer?
You have to know how to quantify your alcohol.
Yeah, like you're down in a fourth of an ounce, there, buddy.
Yeah, man. Oh no, this isn't drug dealer talk. This is how regular people talk.
No.
have you guys been? What's your weekend been like? What's your week been like? What's going on in your life?
So basically, I've been back for a week.
Damn, it's been that long.
And the soundtrack to my entire week has been my neighbors fucking having sex, bro.
Are you serious?
It's for real.
That is horrific.
Like twice a day. Like I almost know their schedule. It's like between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.
Yeah.
On like Tuesday. Like Tuesday morning. Then between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. on like Thursday morning. Man. Then I woke up on Saturday morning. It was at like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Then they went again at like 6 p.m.
Wow.
Then this morning, or Sunday morning, they woke me up at 4:30 a.m. and I've been awake since 4:30. But today I didn't take it. Like today, I just started playing my music like super loud and obnoxious, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like if anybody wants to come and noise complaint, they'll have to hear
what
from
songs
me
too, are you playing?
It wasn't anything too like. I was jamming the new Wizkid, and then I went to like some Nonso Amadi and like.
You were setting the mood for that.
Now that I think about it, I should have been playing some fucking hard rock music that I wasn't even listening to. I had my own earphones in.
Yeah, you can even fuck to hard
fuck
rock.
Fuck up their mood.
You can fuck to hard rock. I think the only genre you can't really fuck to is like reggae music or something. One love.
Can you fuck to reggae music? Absolutely.
No, you can't fuck to reggae.
Well,
you know,
Bob TNT,
next time you're having sex, do this, I'll see it. I'll come back
and
report.
I don't want to wait to bring for your love.
You guys are psychos. Fair enough, I will try the reggae
Special
thing.
Special correspondent TMT.
What about classical music? Like Beethoven.
So like ballad.
Yeah, no, like Beethoven, like
Mozart
and all that shit. You could.
I don't think you'll fuck to that.
Yeah, like.
What's that? So like, you know when like, okay, typically if you're watching a cartoon and the character is trying to get through a maze, there's this like theme music they play.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You can smash
Tom and Jerry and shit.
Yeah. You could play the Nutcracker.
That is funny.
Yeah. you know Nutcracker, right? The Christmas thing. I don't think you could fuck to that. I should make a list of songs that are unfuckable to.
You absolutely cannot fuck to.
To challenge people to try and fuck to that.
God, that's such a bad idea.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to. We'll put it out. I'll just make a list on my notes, and Coach will make a playlist on his Apple Music, and we'll figure it out from there. On my watch.
Now we'll put. Hopefully, they can be on SoundCloud. We'll put a SoundCloud like a submerged playlist on SoundCloud.
Perfect.
Yeah. But what you guys been up to though, TMT?
Me, nothing much. I mean,
besides missing me, obviously.
Besides missing you, I don't miss you. I don't know why. I feel like I see you every
Shut
other
up.
Week. Oh, dude, come on. What?
Nothing.
I think my wife is joking off.
Is my wife doing a loud you come over there?
Nah.
I don't know. What happened? What's going on? I think we just opened a memory for my wife.
Nah, I'm continuing what you're talking about, my friend.
Okay, right. So what was I saying? Yeah. This week, besides missing you, I've done... Oh, God, I've had such a ridiculous week at the office. And it's one of those weeks where it's been like, there's been work and everything's been fairly hectic. But then I left my office on Friday knowing that this week we're entering, like this from like Monday and beyond.
Yeah,
it's going to be one of the hardest work weeks of my life. So I've made this weekend about enjoyment. and I've just been trying to.
Fair
like,
enough.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I was like, yo, Saturday's going to be crazy. I'm just going to go out. I'm going to get like a new tattoo or something. Well, just something chill. And dude, it just rained all day. Like,
I've seen that thunderstorm.
Like, it was, I couldn't, I was actually scared to drive. So I just stayed home and I did nothing. That's what.
Good thing the tree in your compound isn't there anymore.
Yeah, without falling on my fucking car again. There's another tree, funny enough, and it was moving kind of mad. I just went to Gary and park my car. It's like, yeah, this tree is drunk.
To be forewarned, it's to be forearmed.
Yeah, this tree is drunk.
Yeah, you have ever seen that meme where the girl is like, once bitten, twice shy?
Yeah, she's like God. Biting her. That meme reminds me of Yasmin. I don't know why.
That is hilarious.
Cause she's doing, yeah, so she, I think she's the first person that posted it, and I'm just. It's, whenever I see that thing, I just think about how I
that is fucking funny.
Yeah. So yeah, besides, oh yeah, I went to a wedding last night. It was very cool. I saw
that all over my Instagram. That was turned.
Yeah, I saw a girl that I hadn't seen since like 2013. And it was really, really, it was like, you know, when you like meet someone and then you hang out with them, and I think we hung out for a weekend. Cause okay, here's the story. It's not anything crazy. It's just like my friend had this ridiculous like flat when I was in London.
A ridiculous flat.
Flat, yeah. It was fucking gorgeous. It was meant to be her. Flat. Oh, yeah, in flat. Sorry, yeah,
I don't
flat.
Want to use ridiculous.
Like it was
something that's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, it was just like something that a student should not have been staying in. But basically, her uni was in it was near Waterloo. I think she was in King's, and it was she couldn't find any accommodation on time because she didn't look on time. So the only place she could find was like this super service upscale apartment to get. So she also had a cat. So she asked me if I could cat sit for her one weekend and I was like,
you're pussy sitting, huh?
Come on, really? Are these yeah, you are better than this. That's what I'll say. That's what I'll say about that joke.
You get this nigga trying to act all grown up.
So I was like, yeah, I'll watch your fucking cat for you. And then I did.
Is it?
Yeah, so no, literally I did. I agreed to do that. I agreed to watch her cat for her on
a, did you pet the cat?
Shut up. Can I just get to this thing? Yeah. So she was going to Florida on a Friday. True. And I was supposed to come in Friday night and leave maybe like Monday or something. And during the day, Friday, I hung out with her and I met this girl and she was really cute. And she was American. And she said,
this is very wrong.
Yeah, it's not I don't know how I'm trying.
Once you said if I knew that there was something, there's like a plot twist coming.
No, there's no plot twist. Like I'm just trying to explain this story as sensitively as possible because I don't want to come off as a fucking asshole. But yeah, she was in school. She's actually Nigerian, like, you know, us. But she was in school in Yankee.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think before she went to school in Yankee, she went to A-levels in Jand or something. So she was just there visiting and hanging out. And we really vibed really well. So she asked me what I was doing that weekend. And I told her I was cat sitting. And she was like, oh my God, I love cats. So she literally came to the flat to see the cat. Ah, that rhymed. And we hung out literally all Saturday. Just doing nothing, and then she stayed over, and then she stayed over again, and then she stayed over again. So it was just like it was just like a weekend, and then she went back to Yankee like that week as well, and I just never spoke to her again, and then I saw her at the wedding last night. So it was just very like it was very surreal, and I'm still thinking about shit. Like, just damn, like, so many random encounters I've had in life, and it's got me like very like thoughtful and pensive. So that's how my weekend is going.
I thought the story was going to end with you like falling in love.
No, I didn't fall in love. I didn't fall in love.
This is sad for a lover boy like you.
I'm not in love. You know what? Let's not do this.
TMT has a new falling in love story every Sunday.
Every episode.
Jeez.
It's like I came to his house this morning and I was like, who are you in love with? And he's like, I'm not in love with anyone. And I'm like, that's weird. Yeah. Like, that's not normal.
And then he was like, Jim said you're in love with someone. I was like, where is Jim getting his juice from? I'm in love with you guys, man. My bed and my mommy. How's that look like? That line is very
I'm
weird.
I'm in love with my bed and my mama. And my mama, I'm
that's
sorry.
Such a weird thing to rap. You know what? And the thing is, like, Maya and I were talking about this today because we saw this random thread on Twitter. I'm going to read it to you because this shit is fucking hilarious. It's about this. It's this dark skinned guy, right? And he's going on about how. About how Drake is, fuck! I can't find the thread. My, where was the thread? Did I retweet it?
I don't know. I actually wanted to go on Twitter and see if you did, because I wanted to retweet it.
Anyway, it's just this guy going on about how like Drake gets away with shooting his shots with almost every babe in Hollywood, basically. The
industry.
I had a crush on when he was
because he's light skinned and just because of the persona he's built for himself. That if there was a dark skinned rapper.
Like, I imagine Ja Rule, like...
That would be hilarious.
Imagine Ja Rule, like, just fucking IG babes and, like, strippers, and then shooting his shots with, like...
Rihanna.
Scarlett Johansson, Serena Rihanna, Williams. Like, Serena Williams. Like, how?
They'll call him a nasty nigga.
That's exactly what he said. He said, get your diseased dick out.
They'll call him a nasty...
Oh, my God.
They legit call him a nasty nigga. No, but Drake is borderline, like, is it sociopath or something?
No.
Because, like, this nigga raps.
The thing is, Drake...
This nigga raps about babes from his childhood that he used to, like, have crushes on. Like, he watched on, like, Fresh Prince. And then he goes after them. And it's just very, very weird, kind of...
I mean, there's this line that Drake had in... I can't remember what album. I know it was, like, one of the fairly recent albums. I think it was... It was... The one that had which one had Running from the
I think I know the one where he's like talking about like something you niggas rap about your fantasies but me I'm living it
no,
and he goes on to talk about like Tatiana or something.
No, like with that one. It was like the thing is if I rap it, you know it was like okay, no, it wasn't a fucking Drake song. It was a Big Sean song, it was Blessed.
Oh yeah,
and his verse was like I touched down in 86. They were man by the age of six. Even fucked the girl that used to babysit, but that was years later. That was some crazy shit. Like, how?
Yeah, I remember that.
And the thing is, like,
yeah, he reminds me of the president of France.
Bro, that guy called you see where he called the Australian prime minister's wife delicious.
He called her delicious.
He was like, you've been very kind to me. He was at a press conference. This was like 2 days ago. He was like, you've been very kind to me, and your wife is very delicious. And the Australian guy was just like, what? Like, but then I think he explained it later that like, oh yeah, like the French word for.
Yeah. I can imagine. I was going to say that.
Like delicious, I think. So
that was just like a lost in translation.
Yeah, but it was weird. Yeah. It was still weird.
That is still hilarious.
Which is a snack.
That could have fucked up the whole world. We could have had World War III.
Between Australia and France, I'm sure we'll survive.
Speaking about wars, you guys see Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in's handshake?
This guy, I'm big. Can you see those names again? Please.
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Just call him Rocket Moon Man.
Jae-in. How do you say? How do you say Jae-in?
Might as well say she called the guy Rocket Man.
Which one of them is Rocket Man?
Kim. Guy, I hate Trump, but I actually love him.
I don't love him.
Guy, he's fucking crazy.
Fucking Kanye West.
You, like, if you ever wanted a tagline for your company or some shit or for like an ad. Trump is
social media
lighted
guy,
crooked Hillary, Kenyan Obama,
Little Marco,
yeah, nice. Guy is actually he might be He's certifiable. He's certifiable. I love the fact that, like, his doctor, you remember his doctor, the guy that said that Trump is...
He said
if Trump gets elected, he wrote a doctor's note for Trump, when, like, for his physical exam, and it was like, if Trump gets elected...
He'll be the fittest president ever.
Of all time. And then, like, literally this week, the guy said it was a lie, that it was Trump that wrote it.
Of course, Trump wrote that fittest president of all time.
Because the guy and Trump have fallen out. Because I think he casted that Trump basically takes some drugs for his hair.
But I don't think he was trying to cast Trump. Sure. He was just like saying like, yeah, everyone takes it. And Trump was like, yo, fuck this nigga. He sent like Secret Service guys to his office to raid.
He's gonna rough him up.
Did they rough him up or just?
They raided his office. Apparently, they took all his Trump files.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but I was just thinking, yo, like, that handshake is as, like, the only thing as legendary as that handshake is Don Jazzy and Olamide.
Certainly.
Don't come to the mainland. Imagine that being a threat.
Like, ending their beef.
I mean, look,
that being an actual beef, mainland versus island.
Yeah, like I said, don't come to the mainland. Like, I can't imagine getting a fight with someone and that being a threat.
Because I'll go to the mainland.
Of course I'll go to the mainland.
There's so many ways into the mainland. You can't go by boat to Ikorodu.
Bro, you can go by boat for real.
You can go to Third Mainland. You can go to fucking
Carter Bridge.
I mean, what's going on here? I'll go to the mainland.
You can even go the back road. You can go to Ogun State and then come back.
Yeah, I'll go. You can go to Ogun State. See, you know what I'll do? Is like, if I was Don Jazzy, yeah. I won't settle immediately. What I'll do is I'll make sure I go to the mainland like at least 12 times, and each time I'll just tag him on IG, like
what my man Dino did when he was fighting Tinubu. I came to Lagos. That picture by the roadside and body lawn.
Was good, playboy.
Like I just do that in every major hood on the mainland. Like you just go, just take a picture, do it, tag the person.
I mean, back to the North Korea thing. That wasn't the most bizarre. Incidents like involving the whole peace talks with South Korea. I think the craziest thing was the fact that he went to South Korea and he took his own toilet.
He took his own toilet?
Yeah, because
that's swag.
If they like, you like, a spy would like have they could possibly if
harvested his DNA
from his shit and found out any potential health issues he had.
That's genius, but that's fucking crazy.
That's
man.
Fucking crazy.
Crazy that's crazy, disgusting. But
like, is that where we're at?
That's foresight.
Yeah, man. That's where we're at. That's some spy shit. But like, spy shit. No, but like,
that is funny.
imagine being a spy, man. Your job is just going through shit. Like, just. How would you even tell which one is a shit? It's like.
I don't know, man.
This is like. We have to find out the science behind this because I feel like we could really. This is something we could do. Like, we could just go to
Buhari. Your random segue.
I'll find out he has cancer.
Okay, go ahead. Just finish.
No, so I was just thinking about ways to blackmail Buhari with this poop.
Oh, Buhari has mad cow disease for
Buhari
sure.
Buhari won't care, though.
What's mad cow disease?
I beg.
Buhari has mad cow disease, guaranteed.
Can people get mad cow disease?
I don't know. But I don't talk about Buhari, I beg.
Okay, fine. No worries.
There's election coming. Not the one that come and pick us up.
Oh yeah, shit.
Is it?
Are you in Canada?
They're not picking me up.
They'll put you in a box.
Ship you down.
Put you in a box.
When Buhari was head of state the first time, there was a guy, Niger guy they were looking for that they went to go and kidnap in Jan. And they put him in a box and brought him back home.
I remember that.
As per luggage.
Not like a suitcase, like a box. Like, and on like a cargo plane. Wow. Like they tried to smuggle him back into the country.
But I think they nabbed him.
I think they nabbed him, yeah.
That's like, that, see, that's real spy shit. That's the kind of spy shit I want to be.
That is crazy.
Look at Coach face.
Coach is like,
Coach is like, okay.
I'm like, damn, I thought niggas were safe out here, man. 5,000 miles away and that.
Especially now with IG and. And Snapchat, do we even know where you are?
Yeah, even your fucking MacBook.
Man, don't do it. There's no such freedom. Freedom is an illusion.
Let's live. Say that again.
Say freedom is an illusion, my friend.
True, but how do you guys feel about about
about what?
Rihanna being uncomfortable by our mans, by our psychopath mans.
What, Drake?
Yeah, and them not being friends anymore. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
I think people like when it happened, everyone was tweeting. A lot of people were tweeting. Oh my god, this is so cool! It was like a moment, right?
Yeah.
But then,
yeah,
I won't lie to you.
But that moment was awkward though. Like he got curved and everyone was like,
It was wild awkward.
It was so weird. It was like it was happening. And I remember while it was happening, I was just shaking my head like, dude, no, don't do this. Like you don't have this much clout yet. And he did have clout at the time, but I feel like if he did it now, maybe.
To be honest, it's not. I don't think, no matter how much clout, because of who he was doing it with.
Like, it has nothing to do with Drake himself. Yeah, it's just Rihanna.
Rihanna.
No, it was weird because it was Drake. My wife is watching. I hate this guy. I hate my wife so much. He was just. You know, I'm not even going to say what he was watching, but. I'm not even saying, like, because it was Drake. Because it was. I'm saying it was weird because. She was being presented an award.
Yeah, she's.
And he just took the moment to say, oh, yeah, I love you, by the way, in front of millions of people in the world. Like, it was weird as fuck. Like, why?
But do we think she didn't know he loved her already?
I don't think she cared, man. And I feel like.
Yeah, no, that's just fuck. She didn't give a fuck.
She didn't give a fuck. It was clear she didn't give a fuck.
No, I mean, that's like emotional blackmail now. Like, you know when niggas, Gara. Maybe you told them something private and then they're not acting on it. And then my niggas are like, you know what, I'll put a gun on your head. I'll say this in front of everyone.
And you know the thing is, was that before McMill beef?
It was after the McMill beef.
It was after the McMill beef.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, way after.
Way after, okay. So his persona.
I'm just upset. My guy took PND's best jams and gave it to her, and like nothing came out of it. I'm just
like
just
bruh.
what are the jams?
Work.
And what else?
Well, just the one, just work.
Do you think work would have been as massive as it was if it was just Party Next Door?
No.
Nah.
Guy, Rihanna, like Rihanna is a machine. Like.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's like how we're just talking about Davido's new single and how, like, if anyone else dropped that song, it would be a trash jam. Not trash, but it would be a very average jam.
I saw the video for the first time literally about...
Before we started
recording. Yeah, about 20 minutes before we started recording. And I was just like, I get it, though. I get it.
Describe it, because I haven't seen it.
It's them in like fucking
in the Caribbean.
Yeah, Saint
the Albans. Garden of Eden.
Shit. I don't know what for. They're on some island, Saint Lucia or somewhere. I don't know.
I think Barbados.
Maybe Barbados. Yeah, and they're just doing couple stuff together. It's like a normal romantic video, but she's the video vixen, his babe Chema.
Oh, fair enough.
And
so that's like kind of how like Janelle Monáe has her babe in all her videos now, which is super cute.
Yeah, exactly. It's very you know. Because I guess when they first started their relationship, it was illegal to be a lesbian. And now Janelle is like super comfortable with it. So she's like...
I think what for me, like the Davido one, is even the fact that just the way the whole like release was engineered.
The rollout. Like,
the rollout. It's like my guy dropped the song. He bought the Porsche. Dropped the video. Like that's all literally for like 2 days. That's all Nigerian social media was talking about. Like politicians were even jumping on it. Like...
What
are they saying? On an assurance wave.
Assurance wave, bro.
They were just using assurance as a tag to like get attention.
I would like to assure you guys that I'm never watching that video, listening to that song again. Well, voluntarily. Anyway.
That's the point, bro. It's not about whether he's voluntary or not. Like, do you know how many songs I don't want to hear that I keep fucking hearing just going out?
Oh, fuck. If I tell you the song I heard on radio right now.
Yeah, what song?
I can't say it out loud because it would seem like a beef thing. But you guys know that song that I don't fucking fuck with at all. And I heard it on radio and I'm just like, how is this playing on radio? Don't mistakenly say the name of the song or anything like that. But you know the song. Can you guys see me?
Oh.
don't fucking play with me.
You have to cut that out because I don't know why.
I'm definitely cutting that out.
I didn't clock that I wasn't supposed to say the name.
You fucking idiot.
I knew, but I didn't. Man, I don't know.
So yeah, that song came on in the club. No, not Canadian radio. Nigerian radio, like twice. I was like, what the fuck? But it came on in the club after I had begged the DJ to play Ye by Burna Boy. And then next thing I hear this song, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? I literally just go sit down.
Do you know,
like,
I was there when that happened. Like, and
Was the artist in the club?
Yes.
Obviously, yes. That's why, no.
And the thing is,
yeah, like, I see that thing in motion, like, every night out when it's like, the artist will come, like, bro, they've not played this artist song in forever. Like, it doesn't even, like, the song is not even a club jam. And then the guy just shows up in the club. Hype man is like, oh, we've got XXX in the house. And then next thing, they're playing my guy's, like, latest single in the club. And I'm just like, chill, bro, chill.
That's adorable.
Yeah, TNT, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you should have seen Koji's face. It was... I guess, I don't know why, but Koji was, like, he was in a good mood, like, which is fair. And then he walked up to the DJ, was like, yo, can you play Ye by Burna Boy? And DJ was like, yeah, sure, no problem, I got you. And then Koji came back, and then they played Koji's worst song ever. And his face, the guy looked like he saw the face of God. Like, he was genuinely shocked.
Do you get desensitized to whack songs?
No.
Like, you think a song is whack, and then... You hear it so often, you're just
it gets programmed in your head.
Yeah, like you're just like, okay, you know.
You know, I don't like a lot of Davido songs. I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
I mean, I kind of picked that up.
Yeah, and the thing is, I like Davido. But a lot of his songs, I don't really fuck with them. Like, yeah, I think it's like a wavelength thing, and I'm just not on that wavelength. Like, it's just not my thing. And yeah, if I hear them in the club, but I still learn the lyrics because they're so much. You get play. Like, I learned the lyrics. If I hear it and people are dancing, I'll dance with them a little less enthusiastically than they are, but I'll dance. Maiwa doesn't like Kana, so let's talk about that. Whiskey Dan.
Maiwa doesn't like Kana?
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
No, actually, like, it's actually not that bad. I think the first time I heard it, I thought it was whack. But then I think I listened to it more times and I was like, you know what, like, this is actually maybe Whiskey's best feature in a while.
Yeah.
Is it a feature? As soon as I heard the snippet on Instagram, I was like, I'm sold.
Whose song is it?
I think it's Olamide's song.
Oh, man.
I think Wizkid is in a situation right now where he actually can't put out music, I think.
Why is he put out music?
No, because he's putting out music under, like, different formats. So it's either Starboy featuring Wizkid,
this is funny,
or Mote featuring Wizkid, or Olamide X...
you know,
what's it called?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm not gonna cast anyone here, but like, was it two weeks ago? Mm-hmm. TMT and I were like, went somewhere, and we were talking about like Wizkid and like the Coachella thing, and we're like that. I mean, I've said this thing before when I said it, like, what's it called? The fact that my guy last year he was acting like he was too good for Nigeria, like. He was barely here. He wasn't making music for us. And then he came back before Christmas. Maybe in like November-ish. He came back, gave them Maya and all that shit. And then all of a sudden he became...
First of all, let me just say, I don't know about acting like he wasn't good for Nigeria, but he was just a man on a mission at the time.
I mean, yeah, okay. You can say
Maya
that.
One is continue.
Then what's it called? And then he dropped Maya. And like, if you notice, he's not been away since. Like, he's been in Niger. Probably since he came back.
Yeah, he's very in the streets at the moment.
And someone was like theorizing that he doesn't think Whiskey can go to America, or that he thinks there's some form of, like, he's gotten in some form of trouble.
I think they said he overstayed and they had to bounce him from Yankee because he overstayed his visa the first
time. Like, this is a thing no one knows for sure, but like, it's now that you're saying that you think he can't put out music under his name, like, you can see, like, there's a theme emerging. Like, there's something up, basically.
But it might not be a visa thing. I think it might have to do with his, like, international
label situation.
Deal.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, label.
It's,
yeah.
It's weird, because I was looking for... I was just, like, I was making a Nige playlist on Tidal, like, the other day. And I remember, like, I found one... You know, what's that one? His name on the song was Starboy.
Starboy is, like, a label. Yeah.
Starboy is a label.
Yeah, so like the name of the artist on the song was Starboy. So all those guys on the song are under Starboy.
The thing
or affiliated.
Like, because no one actually knows who's under Starboy.
I was really confused.
Which is very dodgy.
It is very dodgy. And
I think, to be honest, like, I think the one thing that's just emerged, like, in everything, because I think we thought whiskey structurally was probably the best, but I think his structure is dodgy as fuck. Like,
EME had the perfect structure for him. Yeah. He's branched out on his own.
Yeah.
Like, he's been very all over the place.
Okay, yes.
And that's another thing where, like, right now in that hierarchy of, like, who's better, who's more popping, like,
Davido has
Davido will always be on top for me just because of what he's doing for his guys and, like, Mayakun getting that award yesterday and just things like that and how on Mayakun is and how, like, whatever his labels, DMW just seems to be the hottest label at the moment.
Like, I was listening to one of their songs, like, those new singles they've been dropping, like, as on the way here, and I was like, wow, these guys are literally, like, you know, like, the way Mo hits were, like, back in the day.
Yep.
Like, exactly. Now, they're literally, because they've got the best producers, basically, like, they're working with the best producers. They've got, like, some of the hottest artists. And, like, now, because I think, obviously, after the year David had last year, it's the type of thing, he can't top it. So, the next, like, frontier he's trying to crack is basically building, like, a level, like, so all these other guys that can blow on their own, basically.
Yep.
The song I was talking about was Soko. I just realized now.
Yeah.
Soko is Starboy featuring a bunch of niggas.
Which is okay, I guess. I don't know. I can't. I thought it was just Whiskey on the song. Then I just realized now that they're, like, a bunch of other niggas as well, because they all sound like Whiskey. I get that. And growth, I guess. You guys, how do you guys feel about Kanye West?
Conflicted, bro.
I'm not conflicted. I just don't. I don't give a fuck.
Why not? Like,
when you say you don't give a fuck, like, about what he thinks politically, you're just like, I just like you for the music. Just keep the music.
Yeah, like, I'll listen to the jams. Like, his personal views to me are just like comedy. Like, I'm not that invested in his person to be disappointed. Like, I wasn't that huge a fan. And also, I don't know how to explain it, but you guys know me now. Like, I laugh at everything. Like, I know what is right or wrong. And if another nigga wants to, like, go ahead and, like, fuck around, it's kind of selfish, but as far as it's not doing harm to me or anyone around me, I'm just like, yo, man. If there's nothing I can do about it, then there's nothing I can do about it, and that's how I feel about Kanye.
Imagine, like, just having an office debate about, like, race and stuff, and someone's just like, yeah, but Kanye West said.
Oh, then that would be a problem.
Yeah.
I would laugh. Probably would call him an idiot, even though I would like to. But
yeah.
Yeah. It's not close enough to home for me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yo, funny enough, what you just said about calling someone an idiot, there's this babe in my office, right? And she is... I don't get it, but you know how, like, in the workplace, basically, ideally, you shouldn't be able to... Like, it's just a thing. You don't talk to people a certain way. Mm-hmm. You don't abuse them, right?
Yeah.
You can barely say shut up.
You can call them straight men,
though. Yeah, I mean...
Like, you can be a Niger guy about it. Like, guy, but I know when you're seeing the talk, Joe.
Guy, there's a babe in my office that screams at people. Like, she's just, like, I'm not kidding. She's in her mid-30s. And there's another guy in my office. He's like 30. Let's say she's 35. This guy's like 32, right? And he finished law school like 2 years ago, because I think he had the first degree and then he got a law degree and went to law school.
Yeah.
And she talks to him like an abusive mother. She talks to everyone like an abusive mother, but him especially, she's like, if you ever in your life do this again, and you're an idiot. You, like, she uses these words.
Is she senior?
No.
That's doesn't matter. Like, it's bullying. It's bullying. It's
harassment. Yeah, it is toxic as fuck. And everyone in my office seems to be kind of okay with it. It's weird. Like, partners have spoken, like, they've talked to her, like, hey, you need to chill.
You know, I don't think it's that they're okay with it. It's just one of those things where people just, like, in Nige, it's just something you can turn a blind eye to. Like, in Jan or Yankee, like, said person will get fired. Like, they'll lose their job.
Like, in Nige, they're choosing your battles type.
Yeah, thing. Like, it's just like, I mean, Is she bad at her work? She does what she has to do.
She's really good at her job. That's the thing.
You have the answer to why that is.
So, like, she's just going to stay there. Nothing's going to happen.
Unless it gets fundamentally bad or she does something that maybe causes the firm money or stuff. Like, yeah. Nigerian guys just... They can put it on another side. Like, they won't consider it.
Like, sweep it under the rug and all that.
Like, I mean, it's not on this level, but it's what you're saying. Because, like, in my office, the thing is, you know, like, now when you can predict everyone's point of view on certain topics.
Yeah.
And, like, now it's like there's feminism as a topic comes up, you know, because Nigeria, the level of commentary is just circled on certain things. But I remember one day, these niggas, like, they were like, oh, they're going to vote Fela Durotoye for, like, president. And I'm like, oh, God, you guys are story men. And my boss was like, oh, please don't call them story men. That this is the problem with you liberals. You people don't like, you don't like listening to what other people have to say. Like, listen to them. I will see what they have to say, then argue with them. And I mean, politics is just one of those things. I don't like arguing about it. Like, because there's someone in my office who's a Trump supporter. Like, my guy loves Trump. And he's like, on paper, the most religious person in the world. So it's just like, nah, bro. Like, I'm not even going to try and make sense of this.
Yeah, but you know the crazy thing? A lot of Trump supporters
are Christians. Yeah, like, I know.
Super Christians. Trump isn't even a Christian. Do you realize how wild that is? Have you seen when they asked Trump to...
It is insane.
Guy, there's nothing anyone is going to tell. Trump is actually a wonderful piece of performance art. Like, guy, you're watching this thing, eh? Like, don't you remember when he was campaigning? When he went to the black churches? That shit was like a scene in a Tyler Perry movie.
Speaking of performance art, have you guys seen the theory that the whole Kanye thing might be
performance? No, it's not performance art because Kanye is not well thought out enough to do that.
Sorry, but the only race related performance art I want is from Shia LaBeouf, and Kanye already dresses like him, so I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Shia is already my problematic fave. I don't have enough space for two of them.
Forever.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the thing is, for me, Sha, this thing has, like, it's like the whole Kanye thing has shaped my principles a bit. Because, like, now I'm just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what you have to say politically. I mean, I like you for your music. Like, but if you're out here going to be chatting shit like this, you're just going to chomp it, just chuck it off the fact that you're a fruitcake. I would just.
Look, and you're the interesting.
Okay, so you know. Yeah. No, go ahead, Tim. Go ahead.
The interesting thing for me is, like, it's a lot of people are showing, like, principles like a lot of people that I didn't really think would have like a strong stance on this whole Kanye thing are coming out, and they're like, just like, for them it's not just like, what's this guy saying, it's like, how dare you get, and a lot of people are talking about not supporting Kanye's music again. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't feed someone that is going out here and seeing all this shit.
You know the thing? I think I have a problem with that because I think it feeds up to the idea of the whole, like, cancel culture thing. I think these days, and it's part of the thing where, like, you shout your opinion at people and expect them to change. Like, bro, it's not going to work like that. It's like, sometimes you have to talk to people. And the thing, like, with the Kanye thing, because I think we I mean, I love the guy, but I think there's something where we infantilize him now to the point where it's like, well, like, this guy's a 40-year-old man. Like, all these things he's saying are things that he's feeding off on, and he's not doing any research to, like, verify or disprove. He's just basically saying it out in real time, and then his friends are challenging him. It's like a thing where he'll tweet it, and then his friends will text him. He's like, guy, this is not how it works. This is why this. And then he'll now tweet it. So he's like, he's educating himself in real time, and
he's
like...
So he's having barbershop, conversations out in the open, essentially.
Essentially. So it's like... Dude, like, if you feel this, like, bro, just go on Wikipedia, like, go on the internet, like, fact check before you actually come out and say it. And then when you get corrected, you now basically refine your views.
Okay, like, by the way, you were just talking about cancel culture. By the way, I'm not talking about the, like, okay, so people are talking about canceling Issa Rae because she said that shit about dating black men or whatever, which is, okay, I think it was a joke. People didn't like receive it well, but I thought it was a joke. I kind of laughed in a little way. But she also said that, like, Filipino, she was like, yeah, so she was like, black women should date Asian men since they're both like
Apparently, but not Filipinos, because Filipinos are the black men of Asia.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. I mean, people didn't like it at all, but I thought it was kind of funny because I guess maybe because I'm a piece of shit. But people are talking about canceling her because of that. And I was like, are you guys serious? But this Kanye thing, look, man, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like cancel culture, I think it needs to be watched, yeah, but like at the same time, I think people have a right to decide collectively not to feed an artist that is doing more harm than good.
No,
especially with this Kanye thing, because Kanye, like, when the thing about Kanye is like, he's giving a voice to terrible people.
Yeah, that's the real crime in what he's doing. And, like, that's the real. Like,
and if people decide, yeah, I'm not streaming your album, I'm not buying your shit, and he suffers financially because of it, why not?
Like, do you think people? Do you think people not buying his album affects him financially?
Yes.
Not really.
I mean, to be fair,
it's very inconsequential in the grand scheme of things. Like, because really, his music, he's not going to make money from, like, you buying his album.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no streaming, nothing. Like, I'm not saying, and the thing is, I'm not telling people to go and do it or not do it. All I'm saying is, like, it's a thing. And I think it's all affecting financially because Kanye is one of these guys that is always working on some shit and he puts a lot of his money into his shit. If he doesn't make money, Kanye is not going to have. He's not going to have.
I'm all for. Like,
10 years. You realize that?
Yeah, I mean, that's normal.
Because it's forever investing into something else. Makes sense, yeah.
Exactly. He's always buying some shit. He's always building some shit. And he puts his buck into it. Which I respect, but at the same time, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think my
whole cancel culture thing.
Yeah, like,
I'm just like,
Go.
I'm just like, yo, if someone has actually, like, committed a crime or done something with, like, direct impact, like not direct impact, but like you get
when the someone impact has is tangible. Actually,
yes, essentially, I'm all for it. But in a place where like someone is just like running ideas, and it's not like I mean, obviously, like supporting Trump is like fucked up because he's very like anti a lot of things and like putting people's well being in harm and all that kind of shit. But if someone is trying to rationalize that shit, I feel like they have, like, it's basic human rights to be able to rationalize that bullshit.
Speech, opinion, all that shit.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, yes, you're free to do whatever you want, like, cancel them and all that. But, like a full blown, all out campaign to me is just kind of weird. I don't want, like, because I just feel like for us to exist as we do, like, you need all the sides. Like, I mean, like, okay, this is a dumb, like, what Kanye is saying is dumb, but just in general, like, thoughts, like, need to be challenged, and people need to, like, have conversations. And if you're just going to shut everyone up that doesn't say what is sort of, like, appeasing to you,
it's Kanye is not, by the way, Kanye isn't trying to have a conversation. People are going up to Kanye, like, his friends and family and the world. People are saying, guy, this is some dumb shit. This is why. And Kanye just keeps replying, oh, I'm a free thinker, you're fucking with my free thoughts. You've seen the conversation between him and John Lennon. It's not a conversation. He's been really fucking weird and annoying. He's not trying
to... because obviously I've seen what T.I. said, like, with regard to that. And for him, it's more like, because T.I. was like that, for him, it's like a thing where he's trying to, in his mind, he's trying to bring two worlds together. So, like, T.I. was saying, he was drawing the parallel between when he was a backpacker, like, and he brought, like, Jay-Z and Mos Def to the studio. So, like, basically, you're bringing two diverging schools of thought and bringing them, like, you're acting like as a meeting point. So, for him, like, when he wore the Make America Great Again hat, that was what he was trying to do. Like, he's trying to basically bring Trump and, like, the hood together. And obviously, it's different when you're doing that musically or doing that in fashion. Like, politics is a different ballgame entirely. And then, to the point, like, there's something I was going to say with, like, the cancel culture thing. Why I agree with what Coach said is because cancel culture is basically things like that that lead to things like Trump or Brexit, where we shout at people, like, we shout all these, like, liberal ideas and views at people, and so people don't actually want to say what they really think. And then when it's time to vote, you're not surprised that, like, oh, Trump won, or, like, Brexit happened, because basically you just made it unsafe for people to express their views. So it's better, like, people do it, and we challenge these views, like, we... what is it called? In we the call them out, like, yeah, and then people can now decide based on that. Okay, it's like,
yeah, but I don't see what that has to do. You know, I agree with what you're saying about you know, letting people say their terrible opinions so you can teach them.
Yeah, to but do better.
What does that have to do with Kanye? Or cancel?
Like, I mean, I was just thinking that in the whole conversation, I'm like, I feel like we've like digressed on Kanye, but it's just a big picture thing.
Like, it's a general thing.
No, I mean, I know, but all I'm saying is like with the Kanye thing, like Kanye is like. We don't. Do we care if he, like if he learns or whatever? Because Kanye is one person, right?
Yeah, but he's got a loud platform, and that's basically the why this thing is happening the way it is, and it's why there's like people are so invested in it because
a lot of kids.
It's what's it called? As someone said, it's like when you give a child a gun, the child doesn't know, like. The capabilities of a gun, so he can just be shooting anywhere and he might kill someone in the process. So him having this big platform, you have to challenge these ideas because there are people who are going to take these things, or there are people who are going to get emboldened by it, so you need him to correct his views,
right? So you should people should fight in the open rather
than
that. Makes sense. I agree with that. Instead of just outright canceling
him. Because I really...
Because what happens is that you just marginalize him and his fans and they like... And there's a lot... It's a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly. And if he keeps saying it, there are people who are going to... Like... It's like now, the fact that Trump could talk about Chance the Rapper and like fucking Kanye in a tweet. Like basically thanking them.
That was Trump's son, right?
Trump actually did it. That's when... Chance the Rapper issued a statement. It's like, yo, this ain't it. Or what?
Yeah.
That was fucking funny. That was hilarious.
Yeah, Chance has been killing me. Lately. I don't know why. Like, even...
Yo, fuck Chance,
even
man.
Even when Chance likes...
Yeah, that, Chance is such a dancer.
Even when they call someone a fat bitch, and Chance likes his energy. And he had to issue a statement. explaining why he liked that sweet guy.
Now, guy, Chance is so sane.
Do you know why that still was funny? Because any other rapper on the planet would have not given a fuck.
No, Chance is safe, so he cares. So obviously he has to protect his connect.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think Chance is a fake safe guy, man. Like,
no, yeah. Obviously he is.
Like that guy was bantering when he liked that tweet, laughing his ass off.
But you know something about Chance though? It's funny, like he exists in such a random space in hip hop that I didn't even think existed. You get, cause first of all, Chance is an extremely, and when I say he's an MC, like he's an extremely capable rapper. Like he's, I'm not joking. Chance the Rapper is better.
He's
better at rapping than 95% of hip hop, and I mean better. Like he's Drake level good. You get what I'm saying, and. He's also like a pop. I don't know if it's pop, but he's like America's sweetheart in that sense. He's like a beauty pageant winner.
Yeah, I get what you're
like
saying.
Like he has to have that squeaky clean image.
Yeah, he marketed the fuck out of that shit. Like that last album, that rollout. God damn.
Guy, you get what hip hop is. Hip hop was like it's like this super rebellious genre of music.
Grimy.
I've never seen a rapper have to have a squeaky clean image before. Like it is wild as fuck. If he's a gospel rapper, like what is going on here?
No, but look, he's a gospel rapper.
He's a gospel rapper. That is probably the reason why. But then,
you have to remember where he comes from. Like his dad works in politics. Like,
do you know how I found Chance the Rapper? I think it was like 2013 or 12. I just downloaded randomly. There was a tape called 10 Day on some random
site. That's the one where he was suspended from school and he basically did a tape like
he got suspended from school for like 10 days or something. Yeah. And he made this mixtape and I listened to
mixtape.
It. And god damn, man, I was like, this guy is like, he was incredible. And then he dropped Acid Rapper, blah 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 blah. But then he's really shifted, right?
Yeah.
Because his older stuff was more rappy. It was like, not rappy, but like more rebellious.
No, it's like when you you like you edit your sound because you're trying to blow. Like obviously, as he's trying to advance more, he's trying to move more from like the backpack.
Or you discover a formula, like, from, then you
like,
tap
yeah, from like
fully.
The backpack mentality. Like, because if you have to remember, like, he's Chicago has like one of the most like boisterous like hip hop scenes, but he's different from all them, like Chief Keef them, because his stuff is more like well thought out and shit.
I mean, Chicago is like the home of drill rap, Chief Keef and them, but it's also like a mecca for conscious MCs. Yeah,
exactly.
So like Common and Kanye and all
this, which is crazy.
It's very wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that guy that has the 6ix9ine, the guy with the
Tekashi.
Yeah.
Tekashi.
He's from New York.
Yeah.
I've never heard in New York.
But he's like Hispanic though. Isn't he? He's like Mexican.
Yeah, well,
so
is Fat Joe.
Yeah, I know, but it's just it's slightly different.
Yeah, it's very weird. Because
he looks Chinese, like, or like he looks Asian to me.
And I think the Tekashi name also plays, like, makes you feel like he's some Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, that also plays into it.
Fuck, kids are stupid. Sorry.
That guy, the thing I love most about that Tekashi thing was like when he was on Breakfast Club and he was like, "This is going to be your biggest interview. Just watch." Like, bro, the day I was watching that thing,
I was like, why?
Like, because I watched it maybe like 3 or 4 days after. And I started looking at like their most popular interviews. And it was only like the Birdman one that I could see in the most recent ones that was bigger. And I was like, the Birdman one happened how long ago? Like, my guy really just told you guys and he showed and he proved.
Wait, did the interview end up being their biggest thing?
It's one of their biggest.
How many views?
It's probably the biggest right now.
Yeah, and it's probably the biggest right now.
The Birdman one wasn't really an interview. It was like a moment, like a 5-minute moment. So
here's something.
That's easier to go viral. But the Tekashi one is fucking
huge. I found out who he was, like, I'm not kidding, like,
I found out who he was watching the interview.
No, I guess.
I'd been hearing the name, but I didn't. What I watched it was actually when I became familiar, like, even just loosely familiar with who he was, what he represented, and everything. Like, he's a troll now.
I think I found out last year when I traveled, but I thought he was like a little niche rapper.
Like all them, all these guys.
He's one of the biggest rappers
in
America.
I thought he was niche, but he's fucking huge.
He's huge. And that's the thing I hate about America, and I love at the same time. America is a country where you could literally be, I could be a rapper from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And never leave Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to
feed
myself and my family.
Guy, don't you remember when Designer dropped, like, I Got Brought in Atlanta, like, Panda. Like, my guy had never been to Atlanta. I think he said he had a babe on Skype or FaceTime. And my guy, like, literally got a number one song out of him saying, "I Got Brought in Atlanta." Meanwhile, you're fucking New
York, but
dude.
Designer crossed over ridiculous. Like, he's doing productions and shit. I'm talking about, like, you could literally... Do you get what it means for me to be a rapper in Ibadan? And all my fans are in Ibadan. And people in Lagos don't know who I am. Like,
and you never have to leave Lagos.
I never have to leave Ibadan. But like, no one in Lagos knows who I am.
There are guys like that.
That's what Paperboy is in Atlanta.
Yeah, but even in Night, Duncan Mighty in PH, there's this guy, he's not Wizboy. I've forgotten exactly what his name is.
Oh, is he Starboy?
No, but the guy is big.
Sugar Boy.
The guy is big as fuck in the East. Okay. And like, it's the type of thing where my guy legit doesn't need to come to Lagos. Because his Lagos manager agent is my friend.
Yeah.
And so like, the nigga was telling me like, basically the amount of like, in terms of numbers that this guy is doing, like in terms of money. And I was like, bro, I didn't even realize there will be guys who don't exist in this Lagos bubble space that can be doing that well in like, in Niger.
That's also kind of what Nashville is.
Well, for country guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if... Like, I won't lie to you. I know, like, maybe 4 country artists. I know the guy from The Voice, Blake.
Shelton.
Yeah. I know Dolly Parton. Is she country?
Yeah, she's country.
Yeah, I know her. I know Miley Cyrus and her dad. I think that's it.
Billy Ray. There's more Dixie.
And you know the yodeling kid.
I hate that fucking kid, man. I won't lie to you. The guy puts out a jam and people are like, "Oh, yeah, he put out his song and it's actually good." I was like, "No, it's fucking not." What's wrong with
I heard actually on the Joe Budden podcast.
That song is not bad
actually,
at all.
It didn't sound bad.
Wait,
I mean, just a bit.
Joe Budden played the song on the podcast.
Yeah, they kept on playing it now. Coach,
I heard that. Yeah, that's where I heard it for the first time.
Yeah,
that song is not bad at all.
It's actually not bad.
I hate that song.
Guy, it sounds like a JB type
guess
thing.
I lost my baby or something.
Yeah, it was something about a baby, like his baby.
Fuck, I hate kids, man.
Anyways, yours and bless. We're going to. I'm saying this right now so that nobody can duck out. We're definitely recording next week. So you guys hold us to this. Make sure like you tweet at.
We might have to date on Saturday. By the way,
I'm good. I'm always ready. You get me on my Boy Scout tip. And so you guys, please. Okay, most importantly, you guys, I beg. I know you guys are busy, but drop comments in the SoundCloud. I beg. Also tweet, repost, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not begging anybody, Sean.
Me, I'm begging. Me, I'm begging. You get me?
I'm begging.
Yeah, wrap it up then. Wrap it up then, nigga.
All right, man. See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, safe. Guys.
Always part of me, young C, summer green, summer green, summer green.